When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 31st edition, final day of the month of July. We're flying by here. And more importantly, 12-game slate on tap, biggest slate we've had all season for a main slate of MLB DFS action. We have Coors on tap. We have all kinds of cool stuff. But thanks for listening to the show. Again, if you want to listen to it on any podcast platforms, you can do so, iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify, the works. Give a rating review on iTunes. We'd much appreciate it. I'm on Twitter at BDintric, and you can find the this episode also on the RotoBaller YouTube page. So go check that out and go check out RotoBaller.com premium package. Use promo code Bubba for 10% off. But you are here for the 12 game MLB DFS breakdown. Nice, quick, simple stuff for you. So let's talk totals on this 12 game slate. Red Sox, Yankees, 10.5. Reds, Tigers, 9. Mets, Braves, 10. Waiting on Rays, Orioles, because they're moving some pitching around in that one, but looks like it's going to be Snell versus Cobb. White Sox, Royals, 10. Indians, Twins, they're looking like they're going to start Dobnak, so they're waiting for a total there. Padres, Gray, Rockies, we have Coors again, 11.5. So it's the highest total, but we have three other games at 10 or higher, so we might have some pivots in this one. Pirates, Cubs, waiting on a total there. Rangers, Giants, 8. Astros, Angels waiting on a total there. A's, Mariners, 9. Dodgers, Diamondbacks, 9.5. So in the gist of it, we have four games we're waiting on totals, and then one game at 8, everything is 9 or higher. So do the math on that one. More fireworks tonight sound just about right in this scenario. If you're looking at weather, Mets, Atlanta, in Atlanta, roughly 15 to 20% chance to rain. It'll be really warm, so the ball should be fine in that one. Tampa Bay, Baltimore, probably a late start, raining throughout the day, but dies off in the evening, so be ready for that. San Diego, Colorado, wind blowing in from center about 11 miles an hour, but that don't matter because it's Coors Field. Pittsburgh and the Cubs blowing in from, and Wrigley blowing in from left field at 11 miles an hour. That could come into play with Darvish and Williams on the bump tonight, so keep that in mind. And then Texas and the Giants wind blowing out the center, which it usually always does, but that ballpark is playing a little livelier, so I figured I'd give it a mention. 12-game slate, 24 pitchers on tap, and there's only a few that look real tasty tonight. We'll start at the top, Blake Snell. At Baltimore, $10,800. It all depends on what or how many innings Snell goes. He threw 46 pitches in his first start, 2 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 5 Ks. He got 11.5 points, but my guess is he goes about 65 pitches. So 10-8 might be pretty steep. So keep an eye out on reports there. If we get reports 75 or more pitches, it's kind of a Tyler Glasnow feel from a couple weeks ago against a bad Baltimore team. Maybe something there. I got you, Darvish, at 10-5 at home against Pittsburgh. I don't mind going back to Darvish here. Rocky first start. Still no walks, which is always nice, but 6 hits, 3 earned over 4 innings. Threw 73 pitches. You'd imagine he'd be up to 90, 95 pitches tonight at 10-5 with that wind blowing in against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Really good spot here for Darvish, who is facing this Pirates team. It doesn't strike out a ton, as we know. At the same time, there's a lot of swing and miss in this scenario. A team that strikes out almost 21% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So Darvish at 10-5, I think, can be a nice low-owned bounce-back play in this scenario. You got Clev Dog at 10,000. Bieber absolutely dealt last night. Bieber's better than Clev a bit, but I still think Clevinger, in the grand scheme of things, is the better pitcher. So in GPPs, if you want to go $10,000 at Minnesota, knock yourself out. Just remember, it's Minnesota. They are the Bomba Squad for a reason, but Clev Dog could make a nice GPP play at $10,000. But if you're going 10K and above, Darvish is my guy, but I think most of these guys will be low-owned because people want to pay for bats, and that's something to keep in mind. If you want to save a little bit of cash, Mike Miner's $9,200 at the San Francisco Giants. Definite upside in this matchup, but 5 strong, 1 earned, 6 Ks against the Rockies his first time out. Gets a Giants team that is hitting the ball better. There's no sugarcoating that one. at the same time, it's the Giants. And, you know, Donovan Solano can only hit so many times in a game against left-handed pitching. The Giants strike out over 23% of the time versus left-handed pitching. It's a really, really good spot for Minor, who has massive strikeout upside, ground ball rate over 40%. Lots to like in that scenario. And the Giants have a team total of about 3.65, lefties 288, righties 300 versus Minor last season. So Minor at 92, very, very much in play tonight. I think Lance McCullers at 9,000 at the Los Angeles Angels at Anaheim is great. McCullers went out and threw 92 pitches in his debut. So he should be ready to rock and roll. Six innings, five hits, two earned, six Ks for 20.7 DK points his first time out. Now he gets an Angels team that's been very, very hot and cold for the most part to start the season. And more importantly, before last night's game, Mike Trout went on paternity leave. Marco Gonzalez dealt last night. Not saying that correlates, but, you know, missing Mike Trout in your offense might have a little impact on how well your team's going to play. You can't quite replace a Mike Trout. So I think the likes of a Lance McCullers going in there tonight in Anaheim in a great spot in this scenario. Anaheim striking out over 20% of the time versus righties last season. We know McCullers, massive ground ball guy, massive strikeout upside. It's all about location and not walking guys. If he's not walking guys, lots to like with McCullers at 9,000. I think he's a very, very strong play at the Angels. The chalk of the night, and it's chalk that's extremely difficult to pass up. And it really doesn't take much explanation for anybody that knows baseball. But Luis Castillo, yes, the Reds' Luis Castillo. Yes, the guy with the filthy changeup. Yes, the ace of the Cincinnati Reds. Going into Detroit, who leads, I think they lead baseball. Last time I checked Vlad Sedler's timeline, it's been very popular. Leads baseball in home runs, thanks to Jacoby Jones and company. Heck, Miguel Cabrera double dong yesterday. Let's get it. Let's get it. Let's go. But Luis Castillo, $8,000 at the Tigers. It's one of those that it seems too good to be true. Like you're waiting for Castillo to make it maybe two innings and get up seven runs and three homers and strike out nobody. But it's good. He faced the Tigers last week. Six innings, six hits, one earned, 11 strikeouts for almost 30 points through 91 pitches. The leash should be off. He should be well over 100 pitches. $8,000. There's chalk and then there's good chalk. This is good chalk. I honestly, regardless of the outcome, this is strong, strong chalk. So I'm going to be back on Luis Castillo. I think most people will. He's been extremely popular, especially if you want to get Coors in your lineup. Castillo is going to be a very, very strong play tonight. Now, after Castillo, it gets really, really murky. Like, you could look at a Jordan Montgomery against Boston. Boston struggled quite a bit. That could come into play for you. Dallas Keuchel at Kansas City was intriguing. Just Keuchel's not a huge strikeout guy. He's $7,300, but a lot of ground balls, lots of balls in play. Not getting the strikeouts. We need those strikeouts, and that's something that stands out. So Keuchel could be a cheap option if you need him, but I prefer my strikeouts. It's just one of those deals. If you want to go cheaper, Trevor Williams, I'm looking at the Cubs' bats, but that wind blowing in Wrigley, it's a legit deal. Like, if we know heavy wind blowing in Wrigley does affect that game a ton. That can make Trevor Williams a little more approachable at $6,300 against the Cubs. Logan Webb threw very well in his first appearance, threw four innings, 70 pitches against the Dodgers. Didn't strike out, like two Ks in those four innings, but should be getting a start tonight against Texas. Still, I don't see him going too deep into the game, maybe four or five innings. $6,100 could be interesting in that one. Then the punt of the night, if you just want to say screw it, he's $4,000. You could put him with any pitcher. You could put him with Darvish, Minor, McCullers, Castillo, whoever you want. Alex Cobb, he's coming off a beaut, an absolute beaut against the Boston Red Sox. 5 1/3, four hits, one run, was a solo shot, six Ks for 23 points. Do I expect him to be that good again? No. I'm a realist. I'm a very, very realist in this one. At the same time, $4,000. If you go to the outfield page on DraftKings, there's probably 25 guys. No, probably more. 35. That are higher priced than Alex Cobb. Alex Cobb is a mid-price second baseman. Like, Whit Merrifield was $4,200 yesterday. Alex Cobb at $4,000. If he gets you anywhere from, like, 8-plus points, you're not feeling too bad about life, and he's going to open up the floodgates for you. Is it a great play? I don't know. But at that price point, really, really hard to ignore. So Cobb at $4,000 is my punt tonight, and it's not pretty. Not pretty by any means, but he's the guy for us. So recapping your pitching, up top 10K and above. Probably not going to be too popular unless you pair him with Alex Cobb tonight, but people want coolers, people want bats. Snell's interesting, but again, only two innings last week. I see him getting ramped up, maybe 25 more pitches. So maybe three, four innings. Got to keep an eye on reports throughout the day on that one. Yu Darvish, 10-5, very much worthy of a bounce back. I don't mind that at all against Pittsburgh. You got Mike Minor at the Giants, Lance McCullers at the Angels, both very strong. Louis Castillo, too damn cheap at 8,000. Got to get in on that. And then Alex Cobb at 4,000. All right, let's get to the bats on this 12-game monster slate. Christian Vasquez doubled dong last night. He has three homers in the last two games for the Bo Sox. Goes and gets Montgomery tonight at 4,800. Little steep, but he's crushing it. So if you want to run that route, go for it. I just don't think it's very necessary. The White Sox are going to be a big play tonight, facing Chris Bubik, making his MLB debut for the Royals. Big-time lefty arm. Didn't pitch much past high A last year. Might have had a little cup of coffee in double A last year, but he led all the minor leagues to strikeouts. So he's got really good stuff there. But obviously, high A and the major leagues, two different cups of coffee. So Yasmani Grandal switch hitting at 45. Could be a play. There's some other guys that I wrote up for Rotoball or Value Plays today that I'm a much, much bigger fan of. The White Sox are a team that I think we can target and have a field day with. Their team total is 5.7. That is fourth highest currently on the slate. Yankees, Padres, Rockies. So Yankees, Coors Field, White Sox lead the way on this one. They have a 354 WOBA and a 200 ISO versus left-handed pitching. White Sox very much in play in this one. So Grandal could be a play if you're stacking them up. Not so much a one-off. There's some nice values actually at the catcher's position tonight. They finally got Kansas City right. Salvi Perez up to 4,100. Still not a bad play against Keuchel, but not running to play him at 4,100. That's for darn sure. If you're looking for savings, like James McCann for the White Sox at 37. I love that price point. If you're stacking the White Sox, James McCann, very strong play. We know he hits lefties very, very well. He went deep his last game out. Basically, he's gone deep both games he's played. He's played two games this year. He's at 14 and 24 DK points, home runs in both games, and he matches lefties. So if he's in the lineup at 37, definite upside there with James McCann. Good look for you. Other than that, there's a few other real major kind of like screw it, we're saving cash ones when you go below 3K here. And see, this is how you have to like really scroll. Keep an eye on Dalton Varsho if he cracks the Arizona lineup. He's 2,800 for the D-backs facing Tony Gonsolin. Varsho, good power speed combo, pinch hit last night. Not always going to catch, could play the outfield or parts of the infield, but he's a catcher on DraftKings at 2,800. Someone to keep an eye on if he cracks that D-backs lineup as a nice upside value play. And then the other guy I saw, and I'm really confused on why he's so cheap, is Martin Maldonado at 2,300 versus Matt Andrés. Maldonado hitting it pretty well to start the season, but regardless, 2,300 bucks in a game where the Astros should put up some runs against Andrés. Definitely something to keep in mind. Lefty's 303, righty's 313 off of Matt Andrés, but Andrés has been up and down rocky, to say the least. First base position, you got guys like Freddie Freeman versus Rick Porcello. Porcello got absolutely trunk slammed his first time out, so Freeman could be a nice play at 56 if you want to go that route. Muncy went deep last night. He's 4,900 and his nice matchup there. You got Ryan McMahon and Coors versus Trevor Richards at 46. That seems a little cheap to me, actually. First base, second base eligible. McMahon at only 46 in a premium matchup. I'm a big fan of that one. Wind blowing in from left, not in from right. So Anthony Rizzo at 46 for Trevor Williams in play. Trevor Williams does have some reverse splits, at least righties. I shouldn't say complete reverse splits. Righties can hit him very well, but lefties can as well. Lefties at 385, righties 327. So you can definitely give a look at Rizzo at 46, who will be low owned because McMahon at the same price, people will gravitate to Coors Field. E5 Edwin against Bubik at 45 is very much in play. As I mentioned, we want to target Bubik. At the same time, keep in mind, the young kid might not go super deep. You get a lot of Royals bullpen. So if you're just planning on a lefty-only situation, that could change quickly. So keep that in mind when you're building your lineups. Scrolling on down farther, Christian Walker's okay. But the guy I was looking at, I mentioned with the White Sox, $4,200, Jose Abreu. Abreu is feeling it right now. He's safely in 4 or 6 games this year, hitting .280 on the year. But more importantly, he is tied for fourth in all of baseball in batted ball events over 95 miles per hour exit velocity with 10 of them. Yeah, that's pretty darn good. He matches left-handed pitching. Had a huge year last year with left-handed pitching. But he had an ISO over 200 versus lefties last year. So Abreu at 42 is a nice value for the upside he brings to the table in his matchup. A few others at the first base position. Luke Voit went deep yesterday. He could be a $3,900 value versus Weber if he cracks that lineup. Carlos Santana at only 3,900 versus Randy Dobnak. is a nice piece of value. If Ty France cracks the Padres lineup, I'm all about that at 3,600. First base, second base eligible, lots of pop in that bat. In Coors at 36, that's a nice value with Ty France. The Padres do have some nice values in the Coors situation, so keep an eye on that. And then otherwise, it's kind of a case-by-case deal. Like Edwin Rios had a pinch hit homer the other night. It'd be nice if he played every day. He's not. Todd Frazier, the Todd father, is swinging it pretty well. He's 3,200 versus Webb, first base, third base, if you want to get really weird. Vic Caratini, I meant to mention him at catcher. He's first base, catcher eligible. He's 3,100 versus Trevor Williams. So Vic Caratini, nice value at catcher and or first base. I prefer catcher for Mr. Caratini. And then if you're stacking the Mariners, which I do like to do tonight because Manaea seems broken. The velocity's down. He's getting hit hard. Mariners are getting no respect. They only have a 3.74 team total just above the Giants. And they've been swinging one of the hotter bats in all baseball to start the season. They did this last year, and it faded away. But maybe they won't have time to fade this year. But Evan White at 29 could come into play. There's some other Mariners I like a little better than Evan White. But White at that price point, very, very much in play tonight. Second base position, it gets a little more fun. You got Ozzie Albies at 53, of course, against Parcello. The Braves are in a premium spot, and they'll probably get overlooked on this slate, just all things considered, with the other teams that are in play. But the Braves team total of 5.4, just below the White Sox. Lefty's 353, righty's 334 versus Parcello last season. So Albies is worth a look at 53 for sure. You got Altuve, you got Ketel Marte, who went deep last night. They're always good shots. But if you're paying up, I'm paying for Albies tonight. That'd be my play up top. Whit Merrifield up to 48. He got his respect. Profar and Coors at 47. You got to pay for that Coors there. When McMahon's at 46, I'd rather have that piece of Coors than Profar. Going down even cheaper, Garrett Hampson's only 43, second base outfield eligible. Not too shabby in that piece of Coors action. DJ LeMahieu at only 41 versus Ryan Weber. I can get behind that. LeMahieu's hitting it like LeMahieu does, getting on base, leading off. Yankees have a 6.25 team total. Lefties 423, righties 278 versus Ryan Weber. They're mashing baseballs right now, and DJ's leading the way, setting the table, averaging over 10 DK points per game. At 4,100, that's a very good value at second base tonight. Another value I really like is Shed Long Jr., second base outfield eligible at 41 for the Seattle Mariners. He put up 19 DraftKings points last night, 19-9, 2-11, 19 over his last five games, so 9 or more in 4 of 5, 11 or more in 3 of 5, 4,100 for Sean Manaea. Very much a piece of a Mariner stack if you're getting up and getting into that action. If you are fading Mike Minor, Donovan Solano, second base, third base eligible, he's 3,900, destroys left-handed pitching. He's like the West Coast version of Hanser Alberto. He can't. It's funny watching the game last night. It made me think of Major League with Pedro Serrano. Yeah, he can hit a fastball. Can he hit an off-speed pitch? And like LeBet just went slider, 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 and Solano had no chance. But then they kept throwing him fastballs, and he put up 24 points last night, 23 the night before, 10 two games before that. He had 4 hits last night. He's had 2 or more hits in 3 of the last 4 games. He's hit safely in 5 straight games. $3,900 for Minor, not the worst play. I'm not running to play Donovan Solano, but someone worth mentioning if you need some savings. Ty France at 36 again. But I think I just wasted a lot of words for you at second base. Second base, third base eligible in Detroit versus Spencer Turnbull. Let's just talk real quick about the Cincinnati Redlegs. Team total just about 5. Lefties hit 345 off Turnbull last year. He returned from the COVID IL and went deep the other night. Mike Moustakas is $3,600. Mike Moustakas is $3,600 against the Bull. So the Reds, it's either, I wrote about this today for Roto Baller, either the Reds aren't getting respected for some reason, or DK loves Detroit. I can't figure it out because the Royals were disrespected the whole series. Now they're priced up appropriately, and now the Reds are priced down. Moustakas at 36 is just asinine. Hanser Alberto, mentioned him versus J.A. Happy, went deep. He loves facing lefties. He's got Blake Snell tonight, but then a lot of Rays bullpen, so caution a little bit on that one compared to normal love for Alberto versus a lefty. The wind blowing in from left isn't as ideal for the Cubs, David Boat, but second base, third base eligible, $3,300 if you're looking for savings. Dude's raking 12 or more points in 3 straight games. He's gone deep in 2 straight, really swinging a hot stick if you want to ride the wave there at 3,300 versus Trevor Williams. Not too shabby, but I'm thinking it's Moose at 36. That's your dude. If you're playing cash games, just put Moose in at 36. That's where you want to be. And then just see what value pops up after that. Jose Peraza and other guys at second base. Third base, you got Arenado and Coors at 55. That's actually not a bad price in that matchup versus Richards. Really not a bad price. You got Rafael Devers, who's swinging it well at 53. but I'd rather just go to Arenado or drop down to Machado at 5K. Machado's swinging a decent stick, too. The Padres are swinging good bats. Machado, 9 points last night, 21 the night before. He's hit safely in three of his last four. 5K versus John Gray. Don't hate that at all. Jeff McNeil swinging it well, 4,900. Could be a nice, very, very low-owned play, but I'd rather Machado at 5K or drop down to a guy like Jose Ramirez, only 46 versus Randy Dobnak. The Indians, very, very much alive for me tonight. Lefties, only 210 off Dobnak. Righties, 312, but that's a weird relief pitching sample size there. I wouldn't run too much to that one. So Jose Ramirez at 46, very, very much in play. Few others to take a peek at. Yoan Moncada switch hitting versus Bubik at 44. I like. I told you the White Sox, I think, are just too cheap for this matchup between the rookie and that bullpen. So Moncada swinging it really, really hot to start the season at 44. Worth a gander in that one. If you want to fade Alex Cobb, which is totally understandable, you got guys like Wendell and Diaz as cheaper targets for you. Scrolling on down a little further, though, I mentioned Donovan Solano at 39. He could be a play for you. Moustakas, though, 36, second base, third base eligible. He should be in your lineup at one position or the other. Kyle Seager's 34. I've mentioned time and time again, he hit lefties very well last season. So he's a value, low-owned GPP-type play if you want to. I mentioned David Boat, mentioned Todd Frazier earlier. There are a couple other options here. And then David Fletcher's down to 28 versus McCullers. Not as in love with him versus McCullers tonight. I'll be totally honest there. And it's not as lovely when he's leading off and doesn't have Mike Trout sitting behind him. That changes things just a tad bit also. All right, shortstop position. Tatis Jr. at 6K. That makes more sense. That's why I thought Arenado at 55 wasn't quite accurate. And Trevor Story, 57. So Arenado's, he's discounted if Tatis is 6 and Story's 57. Something to keep in mind there. But sliding on down, you could pay for the guys in Coors, or you could just drop in and go for like the Dansby Swanson experience, who's on fire at 46. If you're stacking Atlanta, don't forget Swanson. But Lindor at 44 versus Dobnak. Cleveland's cheap again tonight. I liked them last night as a little stack. They were decent. Santana, Ramirez, and Lindor. Lindor went deep for 16 points. They weren't like popping off, but they produced that part of the order. And you can go back to them tonight at probably low ownership again on a slate this big with Coors in play. That's the good thing. With Coors in play, what would normally be chalky stacks becomes definitely not the issue anymore. So things to think about in those scenarios. Corey Seager continues to crush it. $4,300 went deep last night. He's got 10 or more points in three straight games. He's homered in two straight. He's hitting the ball just ridiculous. I think he's got 14 or 15 balls hit over 95 miles an hour and a bunch. Like, he's leading baseball in hard hit. It's ridiculous what Corey Seager's doing. $4,300 for Zach Gallen. I love Zach Gallen. But Seager is locked in. So in a GPP, zero issue with that. I mentioned how Trevor Williams, you know, lefties hit better than righties. Righties still at 327 and an ISO close to 200 against Trevor Williams last year. So Javi Baez at 42, nice contrarian piece of Chicago, as people will go to the likes of Rizzo and Schwarber and Caratini, the lefties, throwing a Baez there at 42, a low own. But just remember, the wind blowing in from left does take a little bit of the value away from Javi Baez. And especially, you know, Baez at 42, or let's say Tim Anderson at $4,000. Again, White Sox too cheap. White Sox will be a fun play tonight. 10 or more DK points in two of his last three. He's hit safely in four of six games this season. And we know he can run. He can do it all, set the table for the big boys. So Tim Anderson at 4K, nice piece of value there. So it's one of those nights you can pay for a Luis Castillo and a more expensive guy if you want. Fade Coors. It still gets some nice looks between the Mariners, the White Sox, the Indians, and a couple other teams in that kind of 3,500 to 4,500 range. You can make some solid lineups still and not blink too much. Like Carlos Correa at 39 versus Andrés. Don't hate that. The Astros are in a great spot versus Matt Andrés tonight, so that could be one worth exploiting as well at a decent price point. Going down farther, like Jorge Polanco at 38, if you want to fade Clev, sure. Not sure I'm running to do that tonight with all the other options on the table. Like, there's getting cute, there's getting really cute. On a shorter slate, you can get really cute. On a 12-game slate, you can just get a little cute. Because, like, why go for Polanco at 38? I know he's got the upside versus Clev. When you can go on J.P. Crawford at 33 if you're looking for savings. I mentioned the cheap Mariners. Crawford just continues to get it done. Another big night last night, 2-for-5, 2 runs, 2 ribbies, 2 stolen bases. The dude's hitting 375 on the year. He's got an OBP of, like, over 600. Just continues to get on base either via the walk or just getting hits time and time again. He's hit safely and 5 of 6 of the last 6 games. He has double-digit points in 4 of the last 6 games. He's crushing it in a great spot. He's leading off for the Mariners team. Again, very productive offense. $3,300 is way too cheap for what you're getting from him these days. So could he goose egg it? Sure. Could anybody goose egg it? Sure. But at that price point, something to keep in mind. And then if you need another savings, second base shortstop, if Nico Horner cracks the lineup at 28, worth a look there versus Trevor Williams, but I'm not running to play that as it looks like. You'll probably get a lefty out there instead. And then the other one, Freddie Galvis, is only $2,800 versus Turnbull. If Galvis cracks the lineup, you could look that way. Seven or more DK points in four of the last five games. He's hit safely in five of six games this season, including two home runs. He's $2,800 if you need some savings with Freddie Galvis. All right, heading to the outfield. Trout will be out. Remember that. You got Blackman and Coors at 58. Giancarlo at 57 is very nice. A couple others that I like up top here. JD Martinez against the lefty at 52. We always love JD versus lefties. He started out the year on fire, slowed down a little bit, so keep that in mind. But not a bad spot tonight. I still don't know why DraftKings loves Hunter Pence so much. They have him priced over 5K yet again. That is just, he's averaging 0.3 points per game. Just put that in your back pocket, boys. Ketel Marte at 5K. Trent Grisham, boys and girls. I hope you listened yesterday. I told you 38 was stupid, and he just went off again. He's 49 in Coors. It's tough to pay 49. I get it. Still, in Coors, not the worst for Grisham. Probably not running to go play that, but not the worst. I'll be honest there. Marcelo Zuna swinging a very hot stick to start the year. He's 49. Nice pivot off the Coors action if you're going that route. Like, Tommy Pham is 48. He's $100 less than Trent Grisham. I'll take Tommy Pham. I love Trent Grisham. Batting second, right behind Tatis, in front of Machado and Pham and company. I love it. But you give me the cleanup hitter in Coors at 48, or you give me Trent Grisham. I know they're close. Give me $100 savings. I'll take Tommy Pham. Just those little deals, both solid plays, but that's where the pricing kind of gets interesting. Sliding on down a little farther, Starling Marte continues to hit well at 47. Not a must play, but interesting. Will Myers at 46, a little harder to stomach, but especially with my boy Aaron Judge at $4,600, that's a great price. That's a phenomenal. Giancarlo's 57, and Giancarlo's playing great. Don't get me wrong, but Aaron Judge is 46. He's $1,100 cheaper than his compadre. Give me Judge at 46. Aaron Hicks is 44. He's not bad either. Give me Judge at 46. You got Schwarber at 44. That's a strong play versus Williams. Very, very strong play in that matchup. A few others. Sam Hilliard at 43 in Coors. I can get behind that. Nice little savings in that matchup. Hunter Renfroe versus Cobb at 43 in a GPP. I could see the appeal if you need to get a little weird in that matchup. But going down to find some savings on this outfield position, Shedlong Jr., I mentioned him at second base outfield at 41. I like that quite a bit. Eloy Jimenez at only 4K versus Bubik. If he returns to the lineup, which he did, I believe, the last time out, so in the doubleheader, so he should be back. He's 4K versus Bubik, another cheap piece of the White Sox. Eloy, Abreu, Anderson, Mankata, all very affordable. And then you have the catcher, and I just totally freaking blanked on $3,700. You could definitely – I'm going to go next. I'm ticked off. I totally just blanked on that one. James McCann at 3,700 is another guy you could take a peek at. So White Sox, Mariners, affordable. A few others down here. Jorge Soler had a nice night last night. That was good to see a bounce back. He's 4K, someone to pick on Keuchel with and all those balls in play. But like Nick Castellanos, only 4,000 versus Turnbull. If you want to stack up Castellanos and Moustakas in a two-man, or if you want to mix and match a few more, that's worth a look. Lou Bob is only 3,900. Lou Bob is third in baseball and max exit velocity this year at 115 miles an hour, only behind Pete Alonso and one Giancarlo Stanton. So Lou Bob at 39, very strong play for you tonight at that price point. Another cheap White Sox. Kyle Lewis only 38 versus Manaea, nice and cheap as well. Someone to keep in mind in that matchup. Willie Calhoun at 36 has a little bit of GPP appeal, but he's been off to a completely slow start. So keep that in mind when you're picking that out. Ian Happ, only 35, third base outfield eligible. Nice savings versus Trevor Williams if you're going to the Cubbies. So you got some cheap Cubbies as well tonight. That wind is just a massive deterrent at times. Kyle Tucker, he's in that Houston lineup again. $3,300 versus Andrees. Nice piece of value with the Houston Astros. Then other than that, you can keep naming off guys here, but it's more just find some value in your lineups. There will be more that pop up throughout the release of the lineup today. But some good stuff we can definitely pick on tonight. All right, pitchers. Once again, Blake Snell, watch for the update. Probably four innings, I'm guessing. Makes him tough to play at that price point. Yu Darvish, nice bounce back spot at 10-5 versus the Pirates. Don't hate that. Mike Minor at 92. Lance McCullers at 9,000 are two guys I like. Luis Castillo at 8,000 is almost a must play. It's going to be chalkier than chalk, but that's just price point alone. It just dictates he's just too cheap versus the Detroit Tigers. Then Alex Cobb at 4,000 is a punt we can take a gamble on. Trevor Williams, Logan Webb, a couple other cheapies if you need to, but Alex Cobb, I'll take my chances there. If we're stacking it up tonight, the Yankees versus Ryan Weber is obviously another nice place to go to, and their matchup, they're still expensive, so keep that in mind. But like Padres and Coors, obviously Rockies and Coors, those are no-brainer spots. We talked about some value you can find in both lineups there, especially the Padres. That was one guy I didn't mention. If you scroll down farther with the Padres, let me make this easier for myself here. If he's in the lineup, that's one thing that obviously matters. But he was batting ninth last night. Edward Olivares, someone to keep in mind in the minors. Last year, 18 homers, 35 steals. He's been a power-speed combo all throughout the minors. Playing pretty well, but $3,400 for a player in Coors. Someone to definitely keep an eye on with Edward Olivares. Give you a nice wraparound stack in Coors also. I think the White Sox is a great stack against Bubik and that Royals bullpen, so keep them in mind. The Braves are intriguing versus Porcello. The A's aren't bad versus Taijuan Walker because Taijuan Walker is pretty bad, but I'd rather go to the Mariners side of that one. So like outside of Coors, Yankees obviously for me, but White Sox, Reds versus Turnbull is one I'm very, very much circling. A couple others would be the Mariners versus Sean Manaea. Big fan of targeting that one. If it wasn't so windy in Chicago, the Cubs would be very, very nice. They still could be versus Trevor Williams, but that's something to keep in mind. And then the Indians versus Randy Dobnak is another one to look at as well. So, all right, we got a couple of questions for you. Less work, thank you for the nice comments. Appreciate it. I'll keep grinding for you Monday through Friday. Joe asked, Tim Lopes, cheap stolen bases and runs. Yeah, he is for the Mariners. If you're looking to get really different in a stack, super cheap, doesn't get much exposure in offenses. So, Joe, you can go to Tim Lopes if you're talking season-long. If you're in a deep league, yes, in a shallow league, not so much unless you're really desperate for steals, which there hasn't been a lot of steals to begin with, so it's a little tricky there. But I get where you're coming from. So something to keep in mind with Tim Lopes in that one. All right, everybody. Friday in the books, 12-game slate. Good to have a full slate of action on tap tonight. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDintric. I'll be in the free Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat. I'll be in the RotoBaller Premium Slack chat. Speaking of RotoBaller, you can check out this video on their YouTube channel. It'll be on my Twitter handle at BDintric, and it's also on podcast form at all your listening platforms, MLB DFS Quick Hits. If you give a rating or review on iTunes, I'd much appreciate it. It'll help out a ton. But I hope you guys have a great weekend. Enjoy tonight's action. Enjoy the weekend's action. Enjoy your friends and family, and stay safe out there. I'll be back with you Monday. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 31st edition. I'm out.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.